Dave, lead singer with the Straws since 67. Something very special's going on here, isn't it?
It is, yes. We've just we're just releasing in the next week an album recorded in 1967, which has never been heard in full.
Really?
Yep. It was an album. We made our first album with Sandy Denny back in 1967, and A&M Records heard that and wanted to sign us. Sandy left the group, so they said, OK, well, we'll sign the Straws as you are. We made the album, and we recorded songs. They sent us a huge amount of money, and we spent the whole blinking lot on having, essentially, the London Symphony Orchestra, the Ted Heath Orchestra, the people like John Paul Jones of Zeppelin playing bass. We had Nicky Hopkins, who played piano with the Rolling Stones, Ray Cooper, who's Elton John's percussionist, all of these sort of people playing on the album. But when A&M actually heard it, they said, "What's this?" They expected a rock group. They didn't expect the Bee Gees.
Hey, we've got a scoop here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Unearthed material.
Never before heard.
New material. So tell me, Dave, what was a guy who got a degree in statistics and pure maths from the University of Leicester doing getting mixed up with the Straws?
I'd always played music ever, you know, from during school times with Tony Hooper, who was about, and we formed the band together. And I played banjo, a lot of banjo. I played guitar. And at college, I was playing my guitar and banjo more than I was studying, I think. But in the end, I left college and started playing music straight away. And suddenly, we became popular very quickly in the clubs.
Yeah, and your fan base is still growing, isn't it?
It is. It's extraordinary. We started our own little record label nearly 10 years ago now. And in the course of that period, we've sold 100,000 records.
It's tremendous.
Which is, you know, by today's standards, quite remarkable.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall. Oh, get on.
Part of the union from the Straws, my guest this afternoon, I'm delighted to say, is lead singer with the band Dave Cousins. That song, together with Lay Down, I suppose you could say, commercially wrote a big page in history for the band.
They did. They took us from being essentially what was a college band, you know, playing in universities, tech colleges all over the country, and put us in major halls and doing major tours. The problem was that it caused a breakup of the band, as it happened, because John Ford and Richard Hudson wrote Part of the Union. I wrote Lay Down. They wanted to concentrate on the more pop side of the band. I wanted to concentrate on our long, involved songs. And so we came to the parting of the ways.
70-71 was an interesting era, wasn't it? Rick Wakeman joined. It was a fairly brief relationship. What did he bring to the band at that time?
He brought musicality to the band. He brought a lead instrument. We didn't have a lead instrument. I played guitar. But the minute he came into the group, he understood that, he said, you know, I play a lot of guitar in different tunings. Which is a bit technical, but he said, well, show me that chord, and I showed him the notes on the guitar, which sounded fine on the guitar, he said, well, playing that chord on the piano is discordant. So he developed a sort of rippling piano style, which has become his trademark anyway over the years. And so he brought that to the band, and he was also, I was very much listening to what he was doing, and when I started to write songs myself on the piano, I watched what he was doing, and I started playing octaves on the left hand and working out the songs around the bass lines of the song.
Was his leaving inevitable?
Yes, absolutely, because we couldn't keep up. Well, we could. Bass and drums kept up with him admirably, but we needed a lead guitar player in the band just to be able to follow him, and I couldn't play lead guitar well enough to be able to keep up with what he was doing.